Hello, everyone, and thanks once again for joining us on the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. This is Tiny Biscuits. Please follow me on Twitter at Callahan On Air, and in my Twitter bio, you will find a link to our Talking Puck Discord. Please join. We'd love you to be a part of the growing family there. We love to talk hockey, and we'd love you to be a part of it. Also, just throw a teaser out there. Although we haven't settled on a date yet, we will be coming back with more Sunday nights and Talking Puck TV relatively soon. I can't announce a date quite yet. Hopefully this week I'll be able to tell you whether it's going to be this week, next week. But at some point, we're drawing close enough. There's more topics now. The season looks like it's going to be greenlit at some point in the near future. So Talking Puck TV will be on its way back with myself and former Avs voice Mike Haynes. Okay, that said, I wanted to talk about something that I think is really interesting. And when I look at the news going around about NHL divisional alignment, there's been a lot of talk about how this owner's not happy, that owner's not happy. It's kind of holding things up. And I understand. I get it. I feel actually kind of uniquely qualified to talk about this because when I was in Nashville, this was a big topic of discussion. And you may remember, or if you're new to the sport, you may not, but there was a lot of realignment that happened with Columbus, Detroit, and they're Eastern time zone teams. And a lot of the kind of issues with divisional alignment centers around the time you play your games, believe it or not. It's not so much the opponents. And in some cases, competitive balance matters, and we're seeing that now to a certain extent. But I'll give you a case in point. Detroit and Columbus wanted to go back into the Eastern time zone as far as their opponents, and that's why they were shifted away from, because Detroit and Nashville had a big rivalry in the beginning, so did Columbus with Nashville. And it was one of those, if you're wondering why Detroit, by the way, it's because there was a car plant in Spring Hill, Tennessee, which was about a half hour down the road from Nashville, where they used to make Saturns, if you remember those. And I believe the plant is still there and still operating. Maybe not at the capacity it was. But anyway, a lot of Michiganders came down to work in Tennessee. And so they were what we called at the time Pred Wing fans, meaning they were Preds fans until the Red Wings came to town, and then they were all Detroit all the time, so which is understandable. So that was part of the issue, though, is the rivalries were great, but Detroit wanted to go back into the Eastern time zone. They didn't want their road games in the Western Conference starting an hour or 2 hours later, sometimes three, if you're in the Eastern time zone. And of course, that time of year, the clocks, will switch in everywhere but Arizona. So the Coyotes could be 2 or 3 hours, depending on what time of year it was. But you're going out to the West Coast, you're playing a 10:30 start game. And you're doing it a lot because it's your conference. So that was something they didn't want. The Blue Jackets didn't want. Dallas hated when they were in the Pacific Division. The Stars could not wait to get out of it. Why? Because they, and again, Arizona, the clocks don't change. So it could depend 2 or 3 hours later than Eastern time. Well, Dallas is Central time, so it's 1 or 2 hours. But then they had to travel out to California for pretty much everybody else in the division, or, you know, Western Canada, whatever the case may be. Dallas hated that. Dallas hated playing Anaheim and LA and San Jose because that 7 o'clock or 7:30 sometimes in the case of Anaheim game is a 9:30 start in Dallas. And you're trying to get as much audience as you can to begin with. You're cutting it way, way down, especially on a Tuesday, Thursday start. Saturday, maybe, but people get up early for work. You know, they have to go to bed at a certain time. Hockey games take 2.5 hours. You're starting at 9:30, you're ending at midnight. And Dallas wanted out and eventually got in the Central Division because of that. Because it hurts your TV revenue, it hurts all your other ancillary revenue, plus your fans just aren't as up to date on your team. If they're not watching the road trip, if they're not staying up late when you go out west, then that's a problem. And it's a problem of awareness, and it's just easy for fans, especially in a market like Dallas, to talk about the Cowboys or just about anything else. But you don't want that. You want to try to keep them as much as you can. That's why there is some carping right now about the alignment. Some of it, again, is balance of power. Some of it, you know, St. Louis and Minnesota are two teams that are coming up right now. Is will one of them end up in that, you know, kind of California, Vegas, Arizona conglomerate? Because we're going to have a Canadian division coming up here in this realignment. And again, even if it's only for a year, you know, St. Louis is more than willing to come over. Holy cow, are you talking about a packed powerhouse division, though? What's going to happen with Dallas? What's going to happen with St. Louis? Minnesota? Are any of these other teams in play to perhaps switch around? And that's what they're trying to figure out right now. So I think you're going to see a little bit more jockeying for position. But again, believe it or not, it is not as much about the quality of play. The other thing I think that's interesting is if they do have to go to little hub cities, not quite the bubble that we saw Toronto, Edmonton last time around, but they may have to go to hub cities. And again, California is the one glaring example out there. We know that Bill Foley's recruiting and trying to get the California teams to come play in Vegas. But what happens if those teams can't play, San Jose can't play in California, LA, Anaheim have to leave. So those are other things you have to look at as well, which nobody wants to be away from home for a long period of time. So you may say, well, I'll just throw the Ducks out east and balance something out. But you can't do that to those guys. You just can't do it again. So these are all things that need to be ironed out. They're working on it. But keep that in mind. A lot of this has to do with TV revenue and the time of games and when they're broadcast and when the hometown fans in each market get to watch them. So a little food for thought for you here to begin the week on Tiny Biscuits. Again, if you like the podcast, please subscribe. We're pretty much everywhere you can find podcasts. If you can't find us through your favorite provider, check audioboom.com and search for Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Follow me on Twitter @CallahanOnAir. Thank you so much for being here. We'll talk to you next time.